Judging the homeless in 5 seconds. When you are driving and see a lost dog with a collar wandering around, do you pull over and try to call it to you so you can check the collar and call the owner? Or do you just keep driving and think someone else will do it? Most of the time, you are probably more willing to help a lost animal than a needy human. Is that because you think the animal is helpless, whereas humans are not? How is it that you will adopt abused animals, but you won't adopt homeless people, helping them with your time, attention, and resources to get back on track? When you see homeless people on a street corner, do you think, they don't deserve anything from me? I don't want to enable them. If I give them money, it's going to keep them on this corner. I don't want to pay for them to just sit here, so I have to look at them tomorrow and feel uncomfortable again for not helping. I'm doing a public service by not helping them. How dare they beg me and make me feel uncomfortable? They must be junkies or lazy, and they're just scamming others by pretending to be homeless because they don't want to work and earn a living like me. Their problem is that they don't want to grow up. They just want others to take care of them. I'm earning what I have. Get a job and take care of yourself the way I do. That's what our brains do. That's what our selfish instincts tell us. Instead, how about thinking, I have no idea what their story is, but I can see that their fingernails are dirty, and I can see that they are out here in the elements, and I can see that they are asking for help. I can see that they are struggling to meet their own basic needs. I can see that maybe they forgot how to be givers, or just never learned how they can contribute to others in a positive way. I can see that they appear to just be taking, not giving. Yes, I can see all of that, but unless I spend some time talking to them, do I know through judgment in a single moment the real reason for their circumstances? Do I know their history, their pain, and their struggles? Am I willing to pull over and talk to them to find out? Wait, does everyone have to deserve my help for me to give it? How about I just help in some way, regardless of whether those homeless people deserve it? Pity the poor homeless, because in many cases their stories are totally different from what you think. Those stories are never as black and white as your judgment determines, based on briefly observing the poor character's external appearance. I usually judge them quickly with a glance, justifying why I shouldn't help them without talking to them to hear their story. The real story is usually different from what I imagine, as I will discover if I take the time to actually talk to them. The point is, regardless of the reason for their being homeless or begging, many of them do need our help. We tell ourselves that other people are helping or will help, so we don't have to. That is an excuse to shift responsibility to others, allowing us to neglect the homeless and their suffering. Many people who need help are not getting it, at least not the real consistent help that requires time, patience, energy, and follow-through. Just giving poor people money is treating the symptom and not the problem. It is guilty quick-fix help, which is ineffective. Those poor folks need a long-term commitment of help. They need more than a few minutes of your time. There are many reasons why people are incapable of taking care of their own basic needs, including drug or alcohol addiction, a decline in health, loss of loved ones, job loss, or mental illness with no help from family members. If you ask them their story, they will reveal their struggles fairly quickly. When you help the homeless, you may get your hands dirty, and it may take several attempts to find someone you can help, since some people don't want to be helped.